one thing we have to keep in mind is that, and we talked about it on the show,
but at the same time, it comes from two different points.
Then all of a sudden, you want to say, oh, what
do you think? I think for me, I don't know if I can speak for everybody else.
This is Dead in Sports.
This is the place where sports opinions collide. Dead in Sports. I'm your host, Kenneth B. Ange. Joining me on the show, we got Nikki Duce.
What's going on?
Live via Zoom, and you can't see him. We have a technical difficulty. I can't get the thing to work. I hate Streamlabs, by the way. BZ Ball 30.
What up, though?
Brother. Shelton.
Oh, what up, man? I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
That's all good. This conversation, right now, it's just strictly, we just kind of want to give you guys our initial thoughts so you don't have to wait all the way until Tuesday about...
Damn, Ken, you forgot about me.
Oh, okay.
Damn, y'all Ken.
Sunday. How you doing, sir?
What's going on, man?
So, this is going to be a quick show. We know Thursday is the NBA, so we just want to give 5-10, no more than 15 minutes about... the breaking news that happened today about Deshaun Watson requesting a trade. So take it away, brother.
Well, just for the background, before I get into the question, this is from Adam Schefter. Apparently, Deshaun Watson requested a trade weeks ago. This wasn't anything new as far as how it's breaking to us today. As far as from in Houston, according to Adam Schefter, he said it wouldn't matter who they hired when it comes to the Texans hiring a head coach. Washington was going to hold fast to his idea to request a trade. He actually even elaborated and said, this isn't even about a new GM or a head coach. This is about the owner and the way the franchise has been run. As we know, J.J. Watt, Andre Johnson have come out to support Deshaun Watson when it comes to don't let these motherfuckers fuck up your career. So my question to y'all is, what do y'all think... Obviously, he's asked for the trade, but so where do y'all think he wants to go? What is the best option for Deshaun Watson? And he's in control because he has this no trade clause.
I remember Brother Q mentioned it in the chat earlier, him going to Pittsburgh. I think that would be a good fit for him to go to Pittsburgh. We already know that Big Ben is like literally on his last leg. And all his other like era QBs are starting to be on their way out. Drew Brees. We already seen the retirement from Philip Rivers. So, you know, I think that'll be a great passing of the torch of, you know, for him. And I would like to see him with Mike Tomlin. I think that would be a great pair. And he's already going in a pretty good situation. Got a pretty solid defense. I can't remember their running game. I don't know if Connor, is he still playing for the Steelers? Connor?
Yeah.
He just hasn't been doing nothing. Yeah. So I haven't really been hearing nothing about still his running game, but I'm pretty sure if they can get Watson there, but they have to take on that contract, I'm assuming, right? Because he just signed this past September of 2020, he signed a 4-year extension for $160 million. Am I correct? So, go ahead.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So, you know, I would like to see him go to Houston. I mean, I'd like to see him go to Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh, along with another black coach Tomlin, I think that would be a good fit, man. Me personally, I would like to see that.
As far as I'm concerned, man, I'm going to give you my top three because there's so many choices with all the doors open. I heard that all the teams are an option at this point.
Pretty much.
I'm going to start 3-1. Number three for me would be Chicago. I like Chicago because of the defense that they have in place. And then they got a few weapons on offense. They're not perfect, but they got a few weapons on offense. I think they're a quarterback away from serious contention. And that team is coached decent, but with his talent added to that, if you don't give up too much. But once again, with a team like that, I don't know what they have as far as draft capital to give away. The number two team on my list would be Miami. I think that would be an awesome fit. You got an organization on the rise. They have the draft capital and the – because it's going to take a boatload of talent. That's why I'm not a Pittsburgh, because they don't have enough stuff to give up to get a player like Deshaun. But they have the talent. They have the coaching. They have the organizational leadership. So Miami, to me, is in prime position. My number one team right now, though, out of nowhere, would be the LA Rams. I mean, yeah, LA Rams. And the reason why I say that is, you know, they're not happy right now with Jared Goff. That defense is the best defense in the league. He has some weapons on offense to build around. And with that talent, that's your Super Bowl team right there. That's them. If he's in LA, it's him and Patty every year in the Super Bowl. That's what it would boil down to. But once again, I don't know if either of those teams, other than Miami, has enough to give up for him, because it's going to take a monumental trade. It's going to take a Herschel Walker type move to get this done.
Well, as the Jet fan here, obviously, I'm not gonna spoil the pick here. I'm gonna say the Jets. From a bias perspective, obviously, I'm gonna go with the Jets. You know, everybody keeps ignoring the Jets in this whole sweepstakes. A, he's already, well, if you believe the reports anyway, has intimated that he wants to go to New York. So that already right there gives the Jets an advantage. And the Jets have the draft capital to do it too. You know, we have 4 first round picks over the next 2 years. We could conceivably package all 4 of those picks to give to Houston, you know, and whatever else they want. We could package that to get to Houston. So the Jets have the capital. And plus, it's the Jets, man. I mean, if Deshaun Watson gets there and he's able to turn around that franchise, I mean, that's only going to build up his legacy. You know what I mean? Because the Jets haven't had a quarterback, a legit franchise top, you know, top level quarterback since Joe Namath. I mean, realistically, I mean, it's been almost 45, 50 years since the Jets had any stability at that position. So Deshaun Watson would instantly bring that. And I think that people are judging the Jets off the Adam Gase lens. Like, I don't think we're obviously, we played horribly this year. I mean, realistically speaking, we probably should have gone 0-16, but you know, there's talent there. It was just poorly coached. So, you know, Robert Saleh is clearly an upgrade over Adam Gase. Beasley's an upgrade over Adam Gase, so that's not saying much. So I think that with the talent that we do have, the young talent that we're still bringing in, and Deshaun Watson, that's a good fit. Obviously, if not the Jets, I would say the 49ers. Like, I would think the 49ers with Kyle Shanahan, that offense. I feel like that's a good fit for him. The Rams, that'd be also a good location for him if they do decide to move on from Jared Goff. The thing you guys got to look at is who has the ammunition, the capital to pull this off. And the only two teams that I really see like they have the ammunition to really pull this off are Miami and the Jets.
Yeah. For me, I would say I think the top 3 teams have to be the Jets, Miami, and San Francisco, only because of, like Manny said, the draft capital. Because as much as we want to see Deshaun in Chicago, which I would love to see that, I don't know what Chicago's giving up to get Deshaun. I feel like they will give up too much of that defense, which is the main reason why I think he can compete if he was to go there. They would have to give up some key pieces. I don't know if it's Khalil Mack or Eddie Jackson, but somebody's got to go, especially to make the money work. But I would say outside of that, which is my preference, is Chicago. I think San Fran can make a case. They have the 12th overall pick, and I think they can give up more future draft picks because San Fran is obviously in a win-now mode. I mean, if we took out Jimmy G and put Deshaun Watson during that Super Bowl run, I think they'll be a lot different. And then also just with Miami and the Jets, I don't think the Jets are really in contention just because even though he said he wanted to, you know, play for the new head coach that y'all got, Manny, outside of the draft capital, the Jets, like, what is he gaining by going to New York as a football career, as a superstar QB? Like, he's pretty much just going to a cold weather city that would still need to rebuild 5 years to be in competition. Miami would have to be the number one choice. Brian Flores is stability at head coach. You got a good defense. Tua's there, but you can trade Tua. You have the 5th overall pick, so you can use that on an offensive lineman, or you can use it on the young wide receiver, won the Heisman. Like, Miami just makes more sense as far as, like, to compete now, and he can still stay in that AFC conference to go against Patty and Lamar and Josh Allen. That would be the most, to me, objectively, the best choice to go.
You know what I think is dope about this is that he has a no-trade clause, so he can really pick wherever he
wants.
That's the key thing.
That is amazing that this guy has this much control over his destination. So in terms of where he go, I mean, I you know, you guys have said some really good ones. We can ride out with that. I don't really care. I'll just observe what happens when he gets there. But it's unfortunate that they just hired this black guy, which obviously, to me at least, it feels like it was pandering, trying to get him a black guy.
And that's
guy.
What he was saying, too.
Yeah.
He said that. Not to say it was pandering, but I think someone was reporting that just because they hired him don't mean like this. Yeah. This is way, that's what I'm saying. It's bigger than just the GM and the head
coach. That's more insulting right there. Yeah, that's more insulting right there to just hire, pick any old black dude and just say like, here you go. Like, that's even more insulting than.
And then I think the thing about that is that, you know, you're setting this guy up to fail, you know, so.
Yes.
Go ahead, Shelton.
No, I'm sorry. I was just saying that's it. You can tell he's a lame duck.
Yep. So it's unfortunate. Yeah, it is what it is. And, you know, I think this thing has been brewing for a while. At least he didn't go out like Harden. You know, he didn't go full James Harden on him. And, you know, I think he's handling it in, I guess, the best professional way he can.
I think, and this is our closing remarks on it, because, you know, we got another show to do. One thing I want to mention is we need to start calling out the Texans owner, Carl McNair. He's a shit owner for the most part, as far as like how the franchise has been run. When you got Andre Johnson coming out talking shit, Andre Johnson,
who never says anything.
Never says that. And when he speaks, everybody listen, because that motherfucker sound like a giant. That nigga is literally how he looks is how he speaks.
Damn.
He was supporting Deshaun, like, bro, get the fuck out. It's kind of like, it feels like Detroit, not to come at Detroit, but like how Megatron and Barry Sanders felt. It's just like, these motherfuckers don't really care about winning, or they don't care
about. A lot of players are defending. Randy Moss came out and said that, you know, that era of just shut up and play is over with. Like, a lot of these guys have the control now. I mean, is Deshaun the first guy to have a no trade? Like, I've never seen a no trade clause in football. Like, I see it in basketball and I see it in baseball, but I've never seen it in football.
I think I have. I just can't remember who. I remember it at some point in time, them having that. I just can't remember who. So I can't say. Mm. But I was thinking about how his own teammate, J.J. Watt, would speak out as early as he did. That spoke volumes. When you're getting it from your leader coming out the way J.J. Watt did, that speaks volumes. You can tell that this is just a place of dysfunction. David Culley, who I have no idea nothing about, hadn't heard nothing about him. He's a passing coordinator in Baltimore. I would not have heard anything about him. I feel bad for him in the position he's going to be put in now, because there's no way for him to succeed.
No.
Well, once I heard he was a pass coordinator in Baltimore, I was like, oh, shit, they in trouble.
That's it. So,
yeah. Like, that whole staff and that new GM. Well, like, what the fuck?
Like,
well,
you got to be being funny.
the only thing with him, with David Culley, is let's just say for the sake of argument, and obviously, again, I'm biased, I'm a Jets fan, but let's just say they get four first-round picks from the Jets, right? Now you got four first-round picks in the next 2 years, so – that's not exactly. I mean, you're not. I mean, I know giving up Deshaun Watson is terrible. Obviously, you just Deshaun Watson doesn't grow on trees, but it's not like you're giving him up for nothing. You know what I'm saying?
But in a sense, though, Manny, it is, because if you think about it, David Culley is not going to last a few years there to develop those talents.
Yeah,
those guys are giving up a Deshaun Watson, who's a generational talent, who's going to make a team like Houston, who's a mediocre team at best, at least average. Those guys are going to be there. And even if they play well, they're not going to win like they would have with Deshaun, and he's going to get fired and replaced.
Yeah, true. That's true.
Any, because we got to do NBA, any quick final thoughts, like real quick? Anybody?
Nope. I'm going to say this real quick, and it's about the whole league. Isn't it crazy to y'all how many of these quarterbacks and these people are going to be changing jobs this year? Like, seems like to me, and this is just me speaking out of turn, but over half the league is going to have new quarterbacks next year.
There's
quarterback influx and confusion all over the league. And I'm talking about, these are playoff teams that don't know who their quarterback is going to be next year. These aren't just any old team. So this is crazy to me. We're in a new day and age.
It's gonna be fun. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be fun to talk about.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, like, and this is gonna ruin the draft. That's the only thing I'm thinking about. Like, all these quarterbacks, like you said, Matt Stafford, Deshaun Watson, Big Ben,
Jared Goff.
Jared Goff, like all these quarterbacks, they're going to ruin the draft because
I disagree with you. I disagree with you, Nick.
No, I'm not saying ruin it. Yeah, we'll get to it on Tuesday, but I'm saying like they're ruining the draft by just saying like all the mock drafts and stuff like that. You just got to toss that shit out the window.
Yeah,
quarterbacks are going to change. Teams are going to change to move up to get the quarterbacks. Teams are going to trade picks and all that. So you don't know. Again, I think there's going to be a lot of steals in the draft, just like how I said for the NBA draft this past season. So I'm excited. Like you said, Manny, I'm excited, but I just can't wait to see how this plays out once the draft starts.
Right.
Yeah, let's pick it up on Tuesday because that's a good discussion.
Yeah. So, all right. That's us for our quick reaction on Deshaun Watson. Catch us on Tuesday to go even more in-depth. I'm sure we're going to hear more reports, more stories, and probably even more trade rumors. So.